The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, and welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Tuesday was report day for quarterbacks and rookies up in St. Joseph, Missouri, as we are getting ready for another edition of Chiefs training camp, this time as defending Super Bowl champions. On Tuesday, we heard from head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Go in that order, starting with Andy Reid. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll wrap things up with Patrick Mahomes. Here's Andy Reid.
Back, man. We're looking forward to getting this thing started. We've got a good group of... You good back there? Got a good group of guys coming in. We'll be about one deep, so we're going to have to work the rotation as we go with the camp, but it'll be a good one for us to get these young guys some reps, and looking forward to that. And once the vets get in, really, and you'll probably see him up here today, Turk will be starting off on PUP, and then we'll just make a decision with Pacheco as we go forward here. But those are really the only two that would be on a list as of right now. So other than that, we're ready to giddy up and go, and I'll throw it out to you guys.
Andy, last year you started thinking very early about how Patrick was driving everything in terms of the leadership and sort of the fire of it all. What have you seen this offseason?
Really during OTAs you saw that. He's not going to change that role. He's going to continue to be one of the leaders of the team, and you saw that with Kelsey, and you'll add Chris Jones in here somewhere as things go on, and he'll be another one that helps step things up. But we've got a variety of young guys that they've got great personalities, and I'm expecting them to continue to grow in that area too.
And where's the room for growth with Patrick? Obviously, it's there somewhere, but yeah. How do you?
Yeah. So listen, with quarterbacks, the work's never done. And I've mentioned before, it's like being a farmer, man. You just keep on cranking. So, and we're always trying to give him new challenges with things, and he loves that and loves to attack those type of things. So that's where it's at. But there are always things to work on. Fundamentally, there's always things to work on. He spends a tremendous amount of time at that and puts a lot of effort into it. And then obviously the new plays. I don't know that. I'll have to just see how that goes. I mean, there's communication going on. That's the important part, and then we just have to see. Yeah.
With the rookies, Patrick mentioned that this is different. Camp is different than the off-season workouts. Have they really, you felt like, gotten a taste yet of just not only what it's like to be in the NFL, but also to be joining a team that the expectations are this high?
I think they'll feel that a little bit more now. I think you're a little bit guarded just by the rules for your OTAs and that. But it's a good foundation to build with. But this year, this tests you both mentally and physically when you have to go through a training camp. And then they've got to deal with you guys every day. And it's just different. There are a lot of eyes on them, all the fans that are out there. A lot of eyes, and so it's different. There's a different intensity level. Plus, you're getting ready. I mean, you are getting ready for the season, and you're building that that foundation for the season.
And if you say that being a quarterback is like being a farmer, from your role, when do you actually start to think about training camp before you ever even show up?
Yeah, so I take my work with me, and I spend a couple hours a day working on things on that time. I enjoy doing that. So, some people read novels. I look at plays.
Where does the boy lie in when you may know something, Coach, that maybe nobody else in the organization knows how camp is going to go exactly, but you sort of stumbled upon something or something that sparked your interest? What's that feeling like when you know you're going to obviously eventually reveal that to everybody here?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's not a lot of that goes on. I mean, I try to keep open communication with my guys, and I don't throw a lot of surprises out there for them. But this will be challenging, and we try to create that every year. It always ends up being created in a little different way, and so we'll just see how that goes.
Coach, you talk about challenges. I mean, really, year in and year out, what keeps you motivated? I mean, obviously, you come out from another Super Bowl win, but what keeps you motivated to, you know, keep pressing on?
Yeah. Visiting with you guys. Listen, I love the game, and so I mean that's and we've got a good football team. I love the organization. I mean, being up here, Missouri Western State University, and the way the people treat us up here is phenomenal. So I mean, all of those things I look forward to and enjoy doing. So.
And Coach, have you watched the quarterback series on Netflix as it's been presented at the end here?
I haven't. I went through it with Ted before it was. You know, when it was we were going through the process.
Right.
I had a pretty good idea what was going on with it. And, it sounds like my wife watched it. So it sounds like it's a pretty good show. And, I'm happy. It's good for the NFL. It's great for people to know what the quarterbacks go through. Yeah.
One of the things that you asked Patrick about it, he said, you know, I mean, you had to kind of approve of this thing and you went through the stuff with Ted. What was that like for you to kind of make sure that some things you don't want to, you want the life out there, but you don't want some of the details that maybe are proprietary to you guys out there?
Yeah, so listen, yeah, Pat's got a good feel for that too. So, and likewise, Ted. Ted had probably the biggest part in all of it, having to go through every inch of it. But there are things you don't want out there. I mean, the best you possibly can, it's hard in today's world with all the technology, but there's some things you'd like to keep in-house, in particular the way we teach things. And that's what we tried to do with that, to a point. You know, we shared a few things, too. But
Andy, you mentioned Pacheco a minute ago. Longer term, is there any concern that he may not be ready for the regular season, or do you feel like you'll have enough time?
I think we'll have enough time, but let's see how this all goes. I'd be curious to talk to him. I haven't seen him yet, and Rick is likewise going to talk to him. So,
Coach, how big are the next 3 years for the rookies, and pinpointing Rashee Rice, and what can he accomplish and learn and prepare him for when the full practice starts on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's great for the young guys. I think it's good for the older guys just to get tuned up. They know what it takes to get themselves ready for the season. And this is a way to knock a little rust off. But for the young guys, I think it's even more beneficial. And it's also beneficial for the coaches to see the young guys and see what they can do and the progress they're making throughout the three games. So we'll just, we'll see how that rolls. But I like having some form of preseason games. I mean, I just think that ends up getting you started for the season, kind of smooths out some things.
Coach, do you have to make any adjustments when your off season was so busy? Because this year, a lot more players got to celebrate the Super Bowl, unlike the last time. And then training camp starts a little earlier, so your kind of time in the middle is a little bit shorter. Are there challenges that come with that?
I think everybody's kind of ready to get going and just turn the page. It's over. You know, all that stuff's over, and we're moving forward. And so, I think the camp takes care of the rest of that.
Couple more guys. Andy, with Patrick Mahomes, you were just saying how much they enjoyed and embraced the challenge of going back-to-back. What lessons did you learn maybe from the last time you guys won, then came back, got there, but didn't win the championship? What lessons are you learning that you can take into this season?
Yeah, well, you've got to maintain your edge all the way through the season, and you don't take anything for granted. And so the guys that have been through that experience know that. Then you've got to have the ball flip the right way for you. You know, it's there's so much parity in this league that there's nothing that's granted to you. You've got to earn it, and then there's got to be certain things that just happen for you in the right direction, and then you'd have a chance to do something like that. But to do that, you've got to go this one day at a time approach, and you've got to be intense through those days that you're given an opportunity to get better with.
How much do you just rely on guys like Patrick and Travis to sort of set that environment?
Yeah, I love their attitude towards it. That's infectious. There are a number of guys that do that, but those two are, you know, they've got eyes on them. And the way they go about their business is they want to be great every day and do the best they can do every day. And they understand that through the tough parts of this, that it pays off for you down the road.
Last one, Bob.
Andy, it's well understood that you and Patrick have had a wavelength since you met, really. I wondered how much closer you guys are to a shared vision of everything at this stage, and is there even room for that to grow, how you see things?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think time just, you know, does that to you naturally, but he knows, he's got a great feel for things, and he knows what we're all about and what I want, and I know what he wants, and we just go about it and make sure we get everything taken care of.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Good seeing you guys.
Yep.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I think the theme this year is how can we keep building. Obviously, we won the Super Bowl last year, and it was amazing, but still have a lot of young guys. We want to continue to get better and better. I mean, you look around the AFC, everybody's gotten better. So you want to continue to build and not be satisfied with what we did last year and see if we can take that next step.
Patrick, what's your advice to the rookies that are coming in with their first camp? You know, you remember your camp 6-7 years ago. What's your advice to them for?
Yeah, I told those guys to make sure you're ready for it. I mean, obviously, St. Joe's is an amazing spot to have camp, and we come out here, have a lot of fun, but you got to be ready to work. I tell them, if you can get through Andy Reid's training camp, then you're going to be able to get through an NFL season. I think they have to have that mindset, and they got a taste of it during OTAs and vet mini camp, but they're going to really see what it's like in training camp, and they know that if they do it the right way, they have a good chance of anybody to win that Super Bowl.
Patrick, do you think Andy has a way of challenging you again, a new way of challenging you this camp?
100%. I mean, he has a new way of challenging me, it seems like, every day. I always feel like I kind of mastered the offense, or I feel like I've kind of know what he's thinking at all times, and then he'll throw just a little curveball for me, and I think that's what makes him such a great coach is he continues to challenge everybody, not just me. I'm sure you ask Travis, you ask Chris Jones, you ask all these guys, they think the same thing because he doesn't let you be satisfied with where you're at.
Patrick, your last game you were playing through a very significant injury. Mm-hmm. What's the status of your ankle as you start here?
Yeah, it feels great. I think even going into OTAs a little bit, I still was a little timid about running and cutting and doing stuff like that. When I got closer to vet mini camp in that later OTA stage, I got that confidence back in my ankle, and I'm sure I'm not going to be running a lot right now, but we'll be testing it, especially in these half gassers, so I'll make sure that it's ready to go, and I think I'm in a good spot with it.
Patrick, early on in your career, obviously, you had the MVP season. Next year, you won a Super Bowl. Next couple of years, you struggled. Now you've won it again. Mm-hmm. You feel like you kind of cracked the code, Neil type, like, where now you probably feel like you've seen everything, and you know, actually everything is moving slow for you now?
Man, you said I struggled. I think I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from those struggles. I've learned a lot from the success that I have, I've had. And so I think I just continue to try to build. Like I said, this is going to be no easier. I mean, the AFC is great. Our division is great, as it usually is. And I have to continue to take that next step because there's guys that are trying to continue to build to get to the level that we've played as the Kansas City Chiefs. And so I understand that it's a continued build. I feel like I still have a lot of places to improve, and I'm going to continue to try to do that.
What the reason why I asked that, Patrick, is obviously you talked with Nate this week on CBS, and you were very confident about the team getting back to Las Vegas, something that you all normally wouldn't say before about being a next year's Super Bowl. So would you feel in that confident? Is there any reason why that you would speak out on it now, early on, before the season even starts, about trying to repeat?
I'm always confident that we have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, but I understand that's a process. I understand it's not easy, and so I'm going to continue to try to build myself and then help our team get better and better, and for those guys to stay motivated. And I think we have a lot of motivated guys that I think you've seen from some of the quotes from everybody that we want to continue to build this thing. We want to have a special group that kind of can carry out a legacy, and I think we have the right guys, and now let's just go out there and do it.
We were asking you about the Netflix special during OTAs. Mm-hmm. Now that it's out, and I just want to get your reaction maybe to the reaction of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's had a great reaction. Being number one in the U.S. on Netflix is awesome. I mean, that's what you hope for. But obviously to get that is amazing. I got to watch a lot of my parts, but to see the other parts as well, and see how the guys went about it, and Kirk and Marcus. I mean, it was truly awesome to be at that premiere with those guys and see the reactions from everybody. And everything I've said has been everything that's been said has been positive. I told y'all there's a lot of cussing from me, and I try to cut out as much as possible. But I get on that football field, and I let a few words go that I don't usually.
You didn't touch your hair.
Talk a little bit about what do you bring to camp that you can't absolutely live out? I mean, you've been known to pull pranks here. You've been known to, you know, just have fun here. So is there something you pack away that you got to have at every single camp?
The mattress pads, obviously, the biggest one. You want to make sure you're comfortable. I bring my own pillow. Kind of that same type of thing. Other than that, just got to bring my notebook and let's get it rolling. And then I try to find just one little way to prank Travis Kelce every year.
Did you talk about motivation? Last year was pretty obvious what you got motivated by. What is it this year? Like, what do you find that this year?
Yeah, I mean, you look at, there hasn't been a team that go back-to-back since the Patriots in, I think, 03, 04. So everybody's motivated by that. I mean, it's – you should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. And so for us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
How do you think of it as your job to sort of ingrain all that, especially here in St. Joe's?
Yeah, it's extremely important. I mean, to get here and to be here and to get that work ethic every single day. And luckily, we have a lot of those guys coming back. And so, like last year, I was trying to tell those guys, like, hey, we need to go through this day. I know it's tough. I know it's not something we want to do, but you have to do it if you want to win that Super Bowl. Well, the guys know that now. And for the most part, I mean, obviously there's some new players, but guys know kind of what it takes. And so now let's do that together. Let's go out there and have that motivation every day to get better. And that's something that Coach Reed preaches. And I'm glad that we have that experience, at least to know that why we're here and why we're trying to be great all together.
A couple more guys. Is it difficult to get excited about coming to camp and getting away from your little ones and away from your life?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that's changed for me, is just getting away from the kids. I mean, I think whenever it was so easy for Brittany to come back and forth and be at every day at camp, whereas now it's going to be a lot tougher with the two babies. And I remember Sterling was like waving at the window today, and I'm like, man, dude, that's tough. It's just, she knows what's going on a little bit more. And I think that was kind of the toughest thing. It wasn't to get here, and I mean, it's fun here to me, but to have those long stretches where I'm not seeing my daughter and my son, that's definitely the toughest part about it.
What was this offseason like for you, getting to celebrate the Super Bowl finally? It seemed like seemingly every day you were in a different place.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Winning the Super Bowl last time, COVID kind of ruined that Super Bowl celebration for us, stopped it kind of short. And so to be able to go through the full process of it, I understand why Tom won a lot of them, because it is an amazing process, and you want to make sure you can enjoy that with your teammates. And I know a lot of guys were bouncing around everywhere as well, and I think that gives you all the motivation you need to kind of go out there and do it again.
Last two.
Patrick, on the quarterback special, we're not going to talk about that much more because it's football season, but when you had, like, you could see some of the things and you kept some of the things out of there, what was that like with Coach to kind of be like, you know, you don't want to give things away? What was the process like, and how involved was he with him helping you make sure there wasn't stuff in there you don't want in there?
I mean, I know it was a long process for me just trying to get those little tidbits of those words that kind of translate. Because, I mean, you change a lot of the stuff. So you could kind of get away with giving away some of the play calls and stuff like that. But there's some stuff that you already knew going into this year we were going to keep. So I was trying to get that out as much as possible. I'm sure Ted has a better experience with going to coach and trying to get some of that stuff in. But Coach Reed was really good about it. I mean, he let us put some of that stuff in. I don't think he normally would. Because he knew it was a great project and he knew we were doing it the right way. And I think having that trust with Peyton definitely helped. And then they did it the right way, man. I mean, they saw the raw emotion of playing football. You saw what it was like to be a quarterback but also be a husband and a father and how you have to balance that time. And you saw it from three different perspectives. And I thought it was a great way to do that, and I hope all y'all enjoyed it.
Last one, Adam.
You talked to Patrick a minute ago about trying to go back-to-back. Are there things you learned maybe about trying to do that last year that you can apply this time around?
Yeah, I think it's just – I mean, I don't think we kind of laid off the little things, but just having that consistent effort every single week. I mean, you look at us last time after we won the first Super Bowl. I mean, we really were like 14-1. We sat the last game, went to the playoffs, and ended up losing in the Super Bowl. But you get in that mode, especially when you're winning a lot of games, where you can, I don't want to say you coast, but you kind of like, this is what we do. Let's just go out, practice this way, and then win a game. Whereas this time, I think I'm going to try to really push and motivate guys to continue to try to get better, even better than – even though we're winning football games, let's not be satisfied with just winning. Let's be satisfied with finding ways to get better every single week. And so whenever you get to that opportunity, you don't let it squander. You really take advantage of it, and it's hard. I think it's going to be the hardest it's ever been. I've said it a lot. The AFC has – when you look at the AFC, there's like almost every team you can see a path for them getting to the playoffs. And I know you say that every year, but I think this year is really real. And so we know week in and week out it's going to be a challenge for us, and let's get better and try to win as many football games as possible and put ourselves in that position.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you all. Thank you all.